Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season 3, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU and dive into the mind of the individual. On this 15th episode of season 3, we're sitting down with Gray, who is a VCU arts major focusing in painting and printmaking, currently in their junior year. Gray covers all sorts of art with still life painting, oil painting, and many sketches. They take inspiration from many different forms of media such as music, movies, and more. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Gray. I am a junior, as you said. And I would say, like, I guess I define myself as a painter, but that's a loaded word. I think I do a lot of other stuff that falls in there too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is painting and printmaking?
Yeah, so our major is kind of silly. I think, like, you can basically be a painter, a printmaker, or both. They don't really make you choose. It means that you do anything that can be defined as painting. I think a lot of drawing can fall under this major too.
Mm-hmm.
But in, like, the printmaking department, there's, like, screen printing, etching. There used to be lithography, but they don't really have that as super accessible anymore. Yeah, anything that falls under, like, making lines with a drawing utensil. Sometimes sculpture is in there too. I don't know. I feel like it gets blurry.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard. We've interviewed some really interesting majors, like especially kinetic imaging. That's one that I always like. That one was very eye-opening to me when I've interviewed like a few people in that. But I've never heard of painting and printmaking. That's very interesting. So when you're busy with your classes at school, do you have a favorite way to like unwind and kind of just chill out when being busy with school?
Yeah, I would definitely say that like my favorite way to distract myself would be like watching movies. Sometimes I can even do that while working, just because like a lot of times my art making doesn't require me to be like thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be watching movies in the background or TV, but mainly movies. And I think also like subconsciously and consciously it can influence my projects a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of leads into the next thing. I was looking through your Instagram on your art account. I'm really drawn in by the number of pieces you have, not just that you've posted, but just have made in general, whether they're sketches or, you know, full oil paintings. And I look back at some of your early stuff, too. See these sketches that you made with people that really inspire you. You have some of Tyler, the Creator, Jobo from Brockhampton, and Shelley Duvall, and even David Bowie, just to name a few. And when I progressively move throughout your page, I see more and more attention to not just color, but overall, like, detail, adding to the final product. And what do you say is, like, the line that you realize is the point when a piece is finished, or if it still has a lot of work cut out for it?
Yeah, that's a really tough question. I feel like that's something I struggle with, like, internally. I don't know if it comes across in my art at all. I don't know when to really stop. I think with, like, sketchbooking, which I used to do a lot, like you mentioned, I was really into that for a while. There wasn't really a line, and it was just kind of done when I, like, was satisfied with it. But I think like there's a lot of my pieces that would have like focal points where I really add a bunch of detail, and then they would kind of like go into less articulated forms. But with like serious projects, and especially like ones for my painting classes, it's definitely, there's a lot of pressure behind that because I don't really know when to stop. Yeah, it's definitely something I'm working on in my classes.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good thing because you can definitely like, you know, put a lot of time into something and you're really proud of it, but you know, you can also like work on something and be happy with it where it's at, and then, you know, move on to something else, you know, put more drive into something else. How would you say you got your start in the world of art, and how have you gotten to the point where you are today?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've been drawing since I would like could pick up a pencil. I think a lot of people say that, but I went to a high school that focused on like art history a lot. So I think I come from a background where like I really prioritized, I guess, like living in the context of all the art that has been made before.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, like you mentioned, like that includes music too. I think like visual art obviously influences my art, but like music and movies do too. And I think like also both my parents, they don't really have like a fine art background, but they do also have an interest in like visual media. So I think that influences me as well.
Yeah, definitely having like parents that like, you know, have an appreciation for something. Just growing up, you always have that there. You mentioned like different media you're inspired by. Like, what are some examples of like media that's inspired you, whether it's video games, movies, or music? What are some of them?
Yeah, I feel like I think about this a lot because my art is so influenced by this.
Mm-hmm.
I think most recently, like my favorite bands, I really take some of their lyrics and like work that into the meaning behind a lot of my pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I've been really into Bright Eyes recently.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that like Conor Oberst as a mind is someone I really like in terms of his art that I really relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think with like movies, there's an aspect of like surrealism that plays in. I've been thinking a lot about David Lynch. I think everyone is, but
yeah, R.I.P.
Definitely an influence. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah. Even some things that like don't play in visually at all. I don't know. I've been really obsessed with The Lord of the Rings lately, and that has played a role.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is really good. I watched that the first time like a few years ago, and I was blown away. I was really like, you know, put off at first. I was like, man, 9 hours for 3 movies. Nah,
yeah.
I'm not getting that yeah. back. But it's good. It's just a little, you know, it's a little bloated. But I mean, that's like, it's why it's so good, you know. But yeah, those are great movies. And when you see yourself with your art, where do you see your potential going? Where do you see a possible future career out of this?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think like there is definitely a world in terms of exhibitions and gallery art that I'm kind of interested in, but mostly I'm following this path because I think I want to do like something in the realm of like art professor. I definitely want to go to grad school. Yeah, I think like I'm not so into the idea of trying to make ends meet financially
yeah.
mm-hmm. with this, just because I'm not sure how stable that would be. But
mm-hmm.
I think like, yeah, art professor.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah. Some people are really good, you know, at like teaching, because they give like, you're inspiring the new generation, and you're also like, you're like giving people inspiration from not just stuff that like everyone knows, but stuff that you know. So you really like get it into their brains, and that's really important. And so you're in your junior year right now, you know, really busy time, you know, working on stuff. What are you currently working on at the moment in your classes?
Yeah, I'm only in one class that's like in my major right now. It's paint practice the theory. We can basically like make whatever we want as long as it follows a general like project mm-hmm. guideline. Right now I'm working on exploring kind of other media. I think right now I'm making like a soft sculpture.
Oh,
but
cool.
In like normal words, I guess it's like a little stuffed animal with some painting elements. Yeah, I've been into like handcrafting, especially in like the sewing realm
mm-hmm.
and like textiles, and incorporating my painting background into that medium. Yeah.
And when you think of your style of art that you put on canvas and convey ideals through them, what would you say that it says to like, in what way does it speak to you and to the people that are viewing it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think like a lot of my like, I guess the concepts behind my art like is very, gosh, what's the word? Like self-indulgent. I think I make a
okay.
lot of art that is like meant for me in a way of like processing my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also like want the viewers, I don't know if I give them a lot of clues to like know what it means, but I think I want to at least like spark a conversation between me and the viewer,
mm-hmm.
Whether that be like in the open or if they have to ask me about certain things before I let it out, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of a secretive feeling in terms of like how much I want the viewer to know, but
yeah, that's definitely, you know, I get that for sure. Really in any art form, I feel that way with music. There's kind of like, you just kind of let it you know, pollinate out there, and that's what makes it special alone right there. All right, well, great. Thanks so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, really cool stuff
you're doing. Good luck the next few years, you know, really get as much of it you can.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. That Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network. Thanks so much for listening to episode 15 of season 3.